Chapter 3. The Ghost of Christmas Past. Scrooge wakes up suddenly. It is very dark in his bedroom. He remembers Marley's visit.
Was it a dream?
He wonders. The clock outside strikes 1 o'clock. At that moment, a strange figure appears near Scrooge's bed. The ghost's curly hair is white, like an old man's, but its beautiful face is smooth and young, like a child's, and its eyes are laughing and bright. The spirit is wearing a long white gown with a very beautiful belt and is holding some holly in its hands. A bright light shines all around it.
Marley says a spirit is going to visit me. Are you that spirit?
Whispers Scrooge, afraid.
I am,
the ghost replies, smiling. Its voice is soft and gentle.
But who are you?
Asks Scrooge, curious.
I am the ghost of Christmas past,
it says.
Come with me.
Scrooge gets out of bed. The ghost takes his hand and they pass easily through the wall of the house. Now the city is gone and they are standing on a lonely country road.
Oh, this is the place I come from,
cries Scrooge delightedly. The ghost and Scrooge walk along the road. Scrooge knows every house, every gate and every tree. They come to a small town. Many boys are playing in the streets. They are all very happy, all except one young boy standing alone. He doesn't have any friends. He begins to cry. Scrooge looks at him closely.
It's me!
He cries suddenly.
That little boy is me when I was 6.
But the ghost is walking on. He tells Scrooge to follow him. They walk to a big house and pass through the wall. Inside, a boy is reading alone near the fire. It is young Scrooge again. It is Christmas time, and he is unhappy because he has no one to play with. He stares into the fire. He feels very lonely. Scrooge looks at him. He feels sorry when he remembers his sad childhood. The ghost smiles.
Come, let us visit another Christmas,
it says, and takes his hand again. Now they see young Scrooge at school. His sister, Fan, comes to take him home. The brother and sister are happy because it is Christmas and they are together again. They hold hands and run down the road singing.
Your sister is very kind,
says the ghost.
But she dies very young.
Yes, she does,
replies Scrooge sadly.
But she has one child.
Your nephew, Fred,
asks the ghost.
Yes,
Scrooge says. Scrooge and the ghost are now back in the city of London. It is evening and the street lamps are all lit. They stop at a warehouse, and Scrooge sees Fezziwig, his old boss, inside. Scrooge looks at the ghost and says,
It is old Fezziwig! He's alive again!
They pass inside and see Scrooge as a young man at a desk there. He is working as a clerk. Old Fezziwig puts down his pen and says,
Ebenezer! Dick! No more work tonight. It is Christmas Eve. Let us close the office now.
Ebenezer and Dick very quickly close the windows and the doors. Soon, Mrs. Fezziwig arrives smiling. Many other people come to the warehouse too. A band arrives and begins to play Christmas songs. It's a Christmas party. People are dancing and singing. Some are eating, others are drinking. On the table, there is a big Christmas cake, roast beef, pies, and lots of beer. Everyone is happy and laughing.
Hurry, my time is short,
says the ghost, and points to a young couple in the corner of the room. It is Scrooge as a young man, talking to a pretty young woman. She is crying.
You are different, Ebenezer. You don't love me. You love another.
She sobs.
What do you mean?
Asks Scrooge, perplexed.
I love you.
No, you don't. You love money,
she replies.
You promised me happiness, but you don't know what happiness means. You are only happy with money. I cannot live with a man like you.
And the young woman runs away, leaving Scrooge alone again. It is many Christmases later. Now Scrooge is much older. He sits alone in his office at Scrooge and Marley's counting house. His partner Marley is near death. Scrooge is alone in the world now, completely alone.
Spirit!
Cries Scrooge with tears streaming down his cheeks.
Why are you showing such unhappy scenes? Please, take me home.